yesterday I tried to preach at Bay Springs, and there's a spot in 1 Corinthians 12 that has stuck with my mind today a good bit, and it's right down there in 1 Corinthians 12 and 25, and it's that there should be no schism in the body. There should be no division in the body. And that thought of division has been on my mind this afternoon, and you know, it got me thinking about 22, 23 years ago now. I would say don't tell my father-in-law, but he, you know, you can watch it on video, so we'll just have to give him the credit. He didn't know it, and I didn't know it till recently. He taught me a very valuable lesson. 22, 23 years ago, we were members of a church that was a small church, and Laura's family made up the majority of the church. And anything that that family of hers would wanted to do, they could have voted it in because they would have had the majority vote. They would have been able to take anything and put it to the vote, and their family was going to vote on it together, and they would have gotten it through. Well, something came before the church, and it was had been being discussed. It's about communion cups and multiple cups or single cup, you know. Neither one of them were unsound. So it wasn't that they were going to be, you know, it wasn't that one was wrong and one was right, because if something's wrong, then you stand against it. But it wasn't one was wrong and one was right. It was just a difference of thought and a difference of idea. Well, I wanted to go to multiple cups. I mean, I like the idea of having separate cups. But they had always used one cup from this side and one cup from that side, and that's how they've always done it. When it got to the point in time, at the business meeting, Laura's dad said he went through the business meeting and never even talked about it. Never even got to the subject of the cups, and that's what I've been waiting on. The whole time I was sitting there waiting for the mention of the cups so we could go to a vote. We get out, and you all know me pretty well. You know, I was like, I don't understand. What are you doing? Why didn't we vote on it? We had discussed it. Regardless of what anybody else wants or not, why didn't we vote on it? He said, because it would, you know, it was going to be divided. And it was going to be, I was like, divided doesn't matter because we had the votes. My mindset was still a worldly thinking that we had the votes to win, then you go to the vote. But he knew that that wasn't going to be best for the church body. It wasn't going to be good for them when you have a divide in it. And that divide would have ran deep. For 20 some years, her father labored on foot washing. Foot washing is biblical. And I could never understand why you just don't drop it down and say, look, here it is. This is what you do. Plain and simple. It's this easy. I can go to the Bible and I can show you this is what he says to do. But he labored and he labored and he labored. Because he did it in the Lord's time. He waited on him. And if the Lord wanted it to happen today, he would have it happen that day. But more and more he labored, you know, the more and more of them wash feet now. But it was on the Lord's time. But it didn't cause division. It didn't cause division. And that is what is so important that we have to remember. That someone like me who gets, I get right in there and I have a feeling that I know that this is right. And this is what we need to do. I'm all in. I am all in and I'm ready to change it. I'm ready to go at it. And I forget that the Lord has taught us that it's not good to be divided. Amen. And we have to take our time. And we have to wait on the Lord to bless it. We have to wait on the Lord to give us the understanding and the peace to move forward. He said there shouldn't be any divide amongst the body. That's this body right here. I'm not talking about the body of another church, of a different association or fellowship. I'm talking about the body in which you are right here. There need not to be a divide amongst us. Now we need to try to labor and work and love those of other associations, fellowship, but the thought that we have is on this body. The one right here. The Lord teaches us that division is okay. He tells us over there, and I started thinking about it this afternoon, Matthew 25:32, he's going to show us where division is a part of what we are. If it wasn't a part of who we are, this place would be packed full of people. If we didn't have a division of thoughts and ideas and practices, we would have every place in here packed full. You know why I know that? Because there's churches meeting in this area all over the place. Tonight on a Sunday night. That doesn't happen very much anymore, but down here in Middle Georgia it does. They still meet on Sunday nights. And there's churches when you pass them are meeting. If we all had the same thought, we wouldn't have to be all in different buildings. If they all agreed on the same thing, we could all be together. But there's a divide. Why? Because we stand where we believe it to be true. That the Bible teaches this is the right way. So when you say, when someone says, well, you don't agree with them, you don't want to be a part of that? No. Brother Jacob said that we thank God for this sanctuary. This part that is separated out from the world and the different areas and different thoughts, we thank God for it. So Matthew 25 and 32, he says, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. The Lord taught us that there's a division amongst people. And you can divide people down into different races, different cultures. You can divide them into Americans, Hispanics. Even in America, you can say, well, you got Southerners, you got Yankees, you got different parts. You can break down to men and women, but the Lord says, I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to break it down into the elect and the non-elect. That's what he broke it down to. That's what we can all become down to. But notice what he says. He says he divided his sheep from the goats. They're not his goats, because if they were his goats, they would be with him in heaven one day. We were all deserving of that hell. And he picked some and he said, I'm going to take these. And they're going to be my sheep. And the rest are the non-elect. And they're the goats. He didn't choose anyone to be the goats. We were the goats to start with. And he chose ones to be the sheep, to be the elect. We have to remember how great and how fortunate it is that the Lord chose us. And walk with the way that we show that we are thankful for it. When someone in this life does something for us, we always know that we want to be thankful for it. We want to show them that we're thankful. How often do we forget to show the Lord every day how thankful we are for what He's done for us? That He chose us, that we aren't just thankful for our eternal salvation, but He blessed us to have a knowledge and understanding of what we're here doing right now, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Amen. That we have a peace like no other people can have because we understand that it is all of Him and none of us. So the Lord teaches us that there is okay to be a divide. It's just not okay to have a divide in your house, in the same house. This body needs to be together. You know, probably, 3 years ago, I had heart surgery. They open up your chest. They pop that open, and then they put it back together. You know what? It's not the same. It's back together, but if you cough or you sneeze, you can still feel that divide. And when I think about a divide coming into church that can be that deep, no matter if it looks like it's all healed, no matter if it looks like there's still a scar, you can still feel it. That's what the Lord is making sure we understand. We need to stay and we need to avoid against that. He gets to that church in Corinthians, and just a little bit right there in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, this church in Corinth, it's got a bunch going on. They have a lot of bad stuff taking place. I can imagine if I was going in there to preach, I'm thinking, okay, let's rank this from top to bottom. You've got a lot of bad stuff going on. We need to deal with these things. The Lord knew that you can't deal with any of it until you deal with the division that is amongst them. He went right there at 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you. And notice what he says. He says, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. He wants to make sure they're not just, there's no divisions. He wants to make sure that they're perfectly joined together. That's because there's times when we're in the church body that we might say we're all together, and we might put it, say, okay, I'm just going to abstain from this vote. I'm going to keep out of this. I'll just do whatever, but I'm not happy about it. That's not being perfectly joined together. He says, don't just not be divided. Be perfectly joined together. For us to do anything perfectly, it would have to be of the Lord. The Lord would have to be in it for us to be able to do it perfectly. And I assure you, there's times when you can see it and you can feel it when the Lord's in it and you think, I don't know how that church ever made it through that. I don't know how that church had gotten to that point with as divided as they are. They started out as far away from each other as the east is from the west, and somehow that it was smooth. It wasn't somehow, it was the Lord. The Lord blessed it to go smooth. The Lord blessed it to go over. Now you can play in your mind, how's it going to work out? How's this going to play out? And you can think that you know every angle of it, and you can figure out every way about it, but I assure you, we don't. We can't. We can't see everything that the Lord does. So what we have to do is we have to stop. We have to wait on the Lord, no matter how difficult it might be for some of us to wait on the Lord. We wait on Him. And when He shows us the opening and He shows us the right way to go, that it won't divide the church, then we follow down that path. We go down that way. I sometimes think that the Lord has to be a southerner because I feel like He moves very slow. He moves slower than what I want Him to move. I want to move fast. I want to get there and get going. And the Lord, He has to work with me to remember, it's not my time, it's the Lord's time. You all can probably just be fine keeping up with Him, but I'm trying to go really fast. So the Lord knows, look, this is important. You not just be divided, but you be perfectly fit together. We need to strive for that. You want to know where the bar is set for the church? The bar is set that we not be divided, but we be perfectly joined together. That's where the bar is set for the church. You talk about a high bar. You talk about something that when we're out there in a church and we're in a business meeting or something comes up, that we have to discuss it. We know where the bar is set. We know where it is, what we need to do. You can look around and say, okay, before we get started, let's remember this. The bar is set that we be perfectly joined together. And when you know where the bar is set, you know what to strive for. You know where you're trying to strive to. The Lord started with it right here in Corinth. He said, this is where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with the divide in the church. Because if I don't fix this and I don't address this, we can't fix anything else. You can't go further unless you're one. So he goes and he starts with that. And as he goes through, there's different parts in the Bible where you're going to see different letters. And he's going to talk in Galatians. He's going to talk about how soon removed they are. There's a divide amongst them. It's addressed right away. We need to get that taken care of. Whenever there's a divide amongst the Lord's people and the body of Christ, we need to stop and not go any further. We need to make sure that we are stopping. And most time, if there's a divide, there's somebody that's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable for you to be the one that raises your hand and say, I just don't know. Maybe we need to talk about this. Or you're the one that has to say, listen, I think we need to take breaks. Everybody's over here and you're speaking for someone else. Whatever it might be, a lot of times when something comes up that there could be a divide, somebody's going to be uncomfortable. The Lord didn't say, make sure that you are comfortable together. He said, make sure you're perfectly joined together. That's what we are supposed to be. There's times you can be uncomfortable and it still be good with the Lord. We need to make sure that we're putting Him first and the bar that He has set for us, that goes first. Nothing less. So when it's hard, we take more time. We be patient. We wait on the Lord to show us the right way. We wait on the Lord and His timeline. I can assure you, if I would have been the Israelites at the Red Sea, I wouldn't have been waiting. I'd have been like, I think I can swim that. I think I can make it. I think I can get over it. And I would have been trying to go. I wouldn't have been waiting on the Lord. What did the Lord do? He took the waves, he took the sea, and he just divided it. And they could walk across. That's how it is when we have divides in the church and we have hard subjects to come about. We wait on the Lord. We wait and we're patient on him for him to show us. And when he does, when he brings it to pass, it's like you're walking across on dry shod. Amen. That you don't even remember there's water on each side of you. You don't remember what you're afraid of that you were looking out. You forget there's a whole army behind you just walking across. Because the Lord is right there with you. And if you feel like you're having to fight waves, if you feel like you're having to worry about the army behind you, if you don't feel like it's at peace, then you need to stop and say, wait, where's the Lord? Because if you're not at peace with it, and there's not peace amongst the brethren and harmony, then I don't believe it can be of the Lord. Because the Lord is smooth in all that he does. He lays it out for us to have it smooth. And then you say, well, I have rough times in my life. I've had rough times in the church. But if you go back and you look at those are times that the Lord wasn't in. Those are times that, you know, and you look back and you say, well, why did I do that? Why did I do it? You can blame it. You can look back in your life, the harvest times you were. You say, I can't believe I made that decision. I can't believe I decided to do that. Why didn't I wait on the Lord? When you look back and you see the times where it was everything around you was chaos and you had peace and you were fine with it and you're like, I'm going to get through this. It's when the Lord was right there and you're waiting on him. When those three Hebrew children were tossed into the fiery furnace, they had peace. They were dancing. They knew it was going to be okay, that the Lord was going to deliver them one way or the other. They were going to be delivered. When we get into a part that feels like it's as fiery as the fiery furnace as those three Hebrew children, we need to make sure that we wait on him. We wait on the Lord, and when we have peace about it, that we know that the Lord is going to deliver us, that we wait on him and then we go. So he tells them in the very first chapter right here, make sure there's no divisions amongst you. Does he leave it just as that? No, look what he does when he follows up. I'm telling you, we're going to be short tonight, but he's going to tell them 2 Corinthians 13. He's going to end these two letters right here. He's going to end it. He says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. That's not just talking about the articles of faith that we have out there that I think we can all agree we're of one mind. We're of one mindset that we all agree on those. It goes deeper than that. We need to be of one mind in all that we do and all that we go through. Now, if you get someone who comes up here and starts to change, wants to change what the Lord has taught, of course, we're not of one mind. The Lord teaches us to stand against that division. But if it's the color of the carpet and you just can't handle, I'm not sure what color this is, red or what it, but whatever it is, you can't handle it anymore and they want change on it. You said, no, I'm not changing. This is what we put down years and years ago. Ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth to disrupt the harmony of the church over the color of carpet? It's not. It's not worth it. And then you remember where the bar has been set, that you be perfectly joined together. That's where the bar has been set. You know, I always talk about where the bar has been set, individually speaking. First Peter, he told us, be ye holy for I am holy. That's where our bar is set individually. He gave us where the bar needs to be set for a church body. That there be no divisions and we be joined perfectly together. You say, well, we can do that. I always am doing that. I always want to work for that. I always strive for that. I assure you, when the first big thing comes at you that you don't like, it's not easy to remember. It's not easy to practice it. It's not easy to hold saying, I'm going to do and I'm going to wait on the Lord. I didn't want to wait on those individual cups. I did not want to wait on that. There was no reason why we didn't go further. Let's just vote. We have the votes. Let's go to the vote. But if we would have went to the vote, that side would have been one way, and that side would have been a different way, and there would have been a great divide in that church. Now, were the individual cups worth it? They weren't. He knew they weren't worth it right then. But I couldn't have been in the church more than probably 1 or 2 years, and it didn't make sense to me why it wasn't worth it. If you have the votes on something, you go with it. I assure you, it's better for us to wait till we're all together and then go forward. Because when we do, he'll be smooth. He'll be dry. And I thank the Lord that he's blessed us to know that he starts out with a church that has so many issues going on, that he doesn't start with the biggest ones, what you would feel like the ones where the sons are taking the father's wives, whatever they might be doing, they're offering to idols and however they, all the things that they're going and they're doing wrong. But he shows us that the greatest thing that we need to address first is the division amongst the people and the body. He says we're all members. We're all different members, but we're of one body. Let's make sure we're not divided. Let's make sure that when we come here, that we are together. We're of the same mindset. When we leave here, let's pray that we're of the same mindset. If something is bothering you, don't leave with the mindset that you're bothered and go on, stop, and come and talk to someone. It's a whole lot easier to put out a small little fire that's this big than one that's taking the whole forest down. And the longer you wait, the bigger that fire gets, and the bigger that fire gets, the harder it is to contain. So make sure that when it starts, that we stop it right there and we say, let's address it right here and right now. Why? Because he didn't just say, you say, well, it's not really a divide. We're not really divided on it. No, but we're not perfectly joined together either. And that's what we need to be striving for, to be perfectly joined together. I pray that we strive for that each and every day, that the church body strives for that. I pray that Bay Springs strive for it, Liberty Church, Cool Springs, Pleasant Plains, each one of them strive to be perfectly joined together, because that's the bar that the Lord set. And I thank God for blessing us to see it. May the Lord bless you. It's my prayer.